Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The weak and feckless foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama has awakened an aggression in Russia that first appeared a few years ago with their move in Georgia, now their move into Crimea, now their move into the wider Middle East. And all the while, all we do is fold our arms and say we're not having talks anymore.
One of those rare moments where Mike Pence was allowed to speak last night about, in this case, foreign policy. Joining us on the line right now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. Hey, good morning to you, KT.
Good morning. That was a fun debate, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun to watch. It was frustrating at times with all the interruptions, what have you. So overall, from a foreign policy, national security standpoint, what's your takeaway?
Well, can I just say from a personal standpoint takeaway? You know, there's that expression that an ugly bride always gets uglier bridesmaids, so she looks pretty on the day of the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, now I know why Hillary Clinton took Kane. He makes her look likable and popular.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, seriously, you put the two, although the two of them side to side is hardly a likable duo.
No, but it's all relative, you know.
Relatively
like
speaking, yeah. People are like, "Oh my God, enough with Tim Kaine. Can we have Hillary's shrill
in this
bag?"
Yeah, exactly.
But getting to the foreign policy stuff, right?
They have the worst record to run on: Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Governor Kaine. It's just pick your continent, and in every single case, we're much worse off than we were 8 years ago, and it's going to be even worse for the third term of Barack Obama, which is what Hillary Clinton is. And whether it's the Russians in the Middle East, where they've now replaced us, they're now shaping events. And when Kerry sort of whines about the peace process, there was never a peace process. It was just a photo op for Kerry to make him feel like he was doing something. The Russians are digging in. They're putting an air defense system. They've got a Russian-Iranian-Iraqi-Assad alliance. If they're controlling events, and they're basically telling us, get out of our way if you don't want to get hurt. And that's just the Middle East. Look at Asia. Look at the Chinese pushing us around. And the Iran nuclear deal, which Governor Kaine kept saying was such a terrific thing. Really? Yeah, and Pence was right. Within 10 years, Iran has a legal right to have nuclear weapons. The Iran nuclear deal had one major shortcoming, which it didn't ban the missiles. The UN was going to ban the missiles. The missiles are needed to carry nuclear weapons to places like the United States. And the final big loophole of the Iran nuclear deal is it never prevented them from taking their newfound money that we gave them and buying the stuff from, say, North Korea, which is testing nuclear weapons as well as missiles.
Well, and if we can continue on this focus, KT McFarland, with regard to the record that Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton are trying to run on. Did you see anything yesterday where Mike Pence was actually scoring some points in terms of how things might be different under a Trump-Pence administration?
You mean you don't think he was tough enough in saying, this is what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do?
Well, I was hoping that you would, instead of me just saying it, you could actually...
Well, look,
it's very rare that you see a candidate be that explicit, isn't it? It was kind of nice.
With Pence, I thought he was terrific.
Yeah.
He was substantive. He was calm. He went ticked down the list of all the things that were done wrong, kept getting interrupted, of course, by that little terrier barking away. But I think that Pence talked about a very different vision. And when he talked about Trump and the specifics of Trump, when he was allowed to have an opportunity to talk about the specifics of Trump, I think he talked about fixing the economy, and that gives us options and leverage, which we have not had. And I thought Pence did just an A-plus job.
All right. Changing topics a little bit. The current Secretary of State, John Kerry, was involved in a conversation, and some little clips of audio from that conversation have been released. And it's sort of embarrassing because Kerry says, I lost the argument for the use of force in Syria. Your thoughts on that?
Well, two things. One, we are now entering a whole new world where nothing you say in private or write in private is private. And that's a very concerning thing. And we've all got to figure out Is there a way to stop that? Or if there's not a way to stop and prevent it, how do we deal with it? But secondly, I lost the argument for force in Syria. You know, they were always in a no-win situation because the leverage we have should not have been used where they tried to use it, which is to get some negotiation in Geneva. It should have always been used with the Russians. You know, the road to Damascus, the road to Tehran always goes through Moscow, and that's where they were afraid or hesitant or still living in some fairyland that the Russians were going to be good guys because we asked them to be, or because we would shame them by telling Putin that he's on the wrong side of history, that he's a loser. You know, it was just the entire wrong approach from the get-go. I'm not sure that anything can be salvaged at this point.
Yikes. All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there, sadly, Kate Timmy Carlin.
Think about the bridesmaid, ugly bridesmaid.
Yeah. I love that. That's very funny.
A nice
you know, we
analogy.
Talked about that. There's actually a new study out that shows there is truth to the fact if you bring a wingman to the bar to go pick up some single person, if that person is less attractive than you, it actually makes you look more attractive.
So maybe that works with voters.
Well, I go to weddings. You hang out at bars.
I think that says everything we need to know about Kate Timmy Carlin and Larry O'Connor. 743
Thank you, guys.
Hey, DC.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.